الإجماع كليوباترا. Now mission on the huge. The Testament base. Our mission told us that in order to be chayiv for nizokim, if an animal damages another animal, he's only going to be chayiv if it's nechosim that don't have me'ila. But there's no me'ila. Because if there's me'ila, then you're not chayiv to pay. But there's a diuk. So Gemara wanted to move daik. There's no me'ila, it's still hegdish. That's all the Gemara wanted to make a diuk. The Gemara did make a diuk like that. And pshat in the Mishnah is that you got something which is hegdish, we can still be chayiv for it, as long as there's no me'ila. If there's me'ila, like kochi kochi, you're not going to be chayiv for it. If there's no me'ila, then you are going to be chayiv, even though it's hegdish. So it says Rabbi Yechon, you know what the pshat is? Who's that? Who makes such a combination to say it's still chayiv for such a thing? That should be Yisrael Glili. If Yisrael Glili told us halach by Shus HaPikodin, is not specifically referring to Shuas HaBikodin. It's across the board. He basically told us that Shuas HaBikodin, somebody gives over Kochim Kalim to somebody, to God, and then that person denies ever receiving it. He has to make a Shuas HaBikodin, and yes, if he lied, if he admitted afterwards he lied, he has to bring a Korban and Oshon and Keren and Chumash. He has to pay up for these things. Now, as you basically said that by Shvus HaBikodin. Why do you say by Shvus HaBikodin? There's a Pasuk. Remember the Pasuk? Bashem v'kichesh v'amisei. It was, Kichesh was surrounded by both Bashem and also v'amisei. So it tells you, it can have a combination. So that's where basically told us to do. Not only by Shvus HaBikodin, says Rabbi Yechon, that's also Pshat, by Nizokin as well, and then Pshat in our mission. Amish says that Nachosim she'ein ben me'ila, but there is Hekdesh, you're still chayiv. He's like, you're not a Yisrael Glili. Where did Yisrael Glili say it? He said that by Shvus HaBikodin, but the same would apply also by Nizok. That was Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush.
I think the entire Mishnah is like
Rabbi Yisrael Glili. It's not, the author of the Mishnah, regarding his point, meant like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Yeah. So, so the Gemara asked the Kasha. On Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Be'etzim, no, the Gemara asked the Kasha. I've got a Mishnah that says that you can, that if somebody's Mekadish with his Chelek of Kochim Kalim, is not Mekadeshes. Right? So that Gemara asks, is that not going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili? Right? That question, Achari, could have been asked in Bechoris, Menachos, to be asked anywhere. So basically, your horse has got more meaning by him. And you see that the Mishnah says, Mekadosh Mechelkein and Mekadeshes. Is that not like Rabbi Yisrael Glili? So Be'etzim, that's a question which you would have thought is a standalone question. So why did they hear in Baba Kami and Beis Amin Beis? I know we mentioned Rabbi Yisrael Glili, but could we mention Rabbi Yisrael Glili? You have to ask all the questions. Why is it mentioned on Yud Beis Amin Beis? And so I'm asking Yossi? No. So Rabbi Yisrael mentioned the word Rabbi Yisrael Glili. He explained the Mishnah Baba Kama period Beis Agli. And the Gemara's got a kasha. You mentioned Beis Agli. I've got a good kasha because the Mishnah says in where's this Mishnah in Kiddushin? I thought, well, okay, it's not. It's in Kiddushin. Mekadosh Mechelke. Suddenly, the Mekadosh with his chelik of a korban kochim kalim. You're not Mekadosh. Doesn't work. Kiddushin not chal. Are you saying that Mishnah is not going like Beis Agli? That was Gemara's kasha. I'm asking, why is it coming into Baba Kama Yud Beis Amid Beis? That question, the is a question on Shittas Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds the Kotim Kala is Mom and Baalim. So how's he paying with that Mishnah in Kedushin? Is Halacha not like Beis? Is it not going like Beis Yisrael Glili? Why is it asking it here? You do hear the kasha. And the answer is, happy what we just said. Rabbi Yechon was the one who's Mechadish. That Rabbi Yisrael Glili was across the board. Rabbi Yisrael said, Mishnah, Baba Kama tells you that even though it's Kotzim Kalim, you're chayv to pay. Right? Why? Because it's Momim Bailim. That means the din Rabbi Yisrael Glili said by Shuas HaBikodin is not limited to Shuas HaBikodin. It's also referring to Hilchas Nizokin. Frag the Gemara if it's a referring to Echaz Nizokin, it's also referring to Echaz Kiddushin. It's across the board. So then, if so, Lema, the Mishnah is not a Vesagridi. That Mishnah of Kiddushin is not going to be Vesagridi. Now we understand the Kasha, why is it mentioned here? It's a question of standard. No, it's Kishot to it. Via we explained in the Gemara, the Beirton Mechadish. It's across the board. We very much understand why the Gemara asked him this Kasha here.
Still understand the rest of
the Kashmir. Because here is what the Kiddush was. Here was the Skadish, the Din, the basically was across the board. So do I have a question?
It's applicable to
what the word across the board means, an English expression.
No.
It means that it's not specifically said in what he said it, which was supposed to be Kadoin, but rather even by Nizokin.
By Nizokin.
And who are they? By Kiddushin.
By Nizokin is why it's here.
Right, that's right.
That's a shaykh is to this masechet because it's dealing with Zokin.
Right, not just dealing with Zokin. This Mishnah taught us that Yisrael Gridi's din wasn't specifically by Shvus HaPikadoin, but rather was when we saw by Shvus HaPikadoin, it's got a din of Mammon Bailim, it's not specifically by Shvus HaPikadoin because that's exactly the cause. It's also applicable in other instances. For instance, Nizokin. And if it's a ger by Nizokin, it should also be again by Kiddushin. Because if you're considering your money that you have to pay, if somebody damages your animal, he has to pay you. So it's your money. So then it's your money to become Shanisha. So because of the Gemara in Baba Kama, because of this Kiddush, which Yoichman's Mechadish does, that chat in the Mishnah, that Mishnah Baba Kama teaches us that mom, the Kotin Kalim is Mammon and Bailim, not only issues of regarding, but rather regarding. We know now he's okay. And if so, who are then Kiddushin? Then the Mishnah says by Kiddushin is not Chal. Kiddushin is not Chal if you make out with Kiddushin. Can't be going to Rabbi Yisaglidi. Name of the Lake Rabbi Yisaglidi. Is that Mishnah not going to Rabbi Yisaglidi?
But question isn't about that. That's not going to like Rabbi. The question is, how can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yisaglidi says it everywhere, if over there it seems like he's not saying it? We're asking a question about a comment.
You would, according to this, you would have to say that that mission is not going to be a signity, which is very not good.
So therefore, the terrorists of the Yochanan is not a good terrorist.
That's right. Quite right. If you're going to work backwards, that's what's going to be. That's what they're coming to say. You're telling me that the pshat in this mission is, I'm using the word across the board because I mean, it means it's applicable for all halachas. Just easier to say across the board. If you want me to say applicable with all halachas, yeah, I could say that as well. But the deal of it is... My gosh. Yes, the universal, right? Okay.
So the particular two.
That's right. Basically, it's this. It's Mammon Bailim. Means it's Mammon Bailim. Universal halacha regarding whatever you want, anywhere you want it to be referring to. It's Mammon Bailim. So if so, then it'll turn out that the Mishnah Kiddushin is not going to be basically. Like Aaron A points out, we're pointing out that that's not a geschmacka thing to say, right? It's not geschmack to say that. Now the mission is not going to be basically. So we've got a question on your way of explaining the mission. To which the Gemara answered back and said, no, that Mishnah in Kiddushin is referring to Yochelek, which means after Shchita. After Shchita, even though it was Mammon Bailim beforehand, but after Shchita, now any part of the animal that the Bailim received or the Kohen received is called Mammon Gevoya. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah Kedushin says, Einem Kodeshes. It's not your money. But if it's still alive, like in Baba Kama, it's Mammon Bailim. And for that, Rabbi Yossi Haglili's din is correct. It's Mammon Bailim universally as long as it's alive. Once it's shechted, then and offered up in the Mizrach, then already moved on to Mammon Gevoya. That's the Gemara's name. Okay, Adkan Baru. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, Umechaim mi Oma. Now, the way we explained this Gemara was going to continue on this discussion. If Yechon was Mechadish to us, what was he Mechadish? In basically, what was he Mechadish? That's universal, meaning it's okay, also by Nizokin and Kedushin. Right. So the question is that really true? Is that true that you really said it? Even regarding Kiddushin, I've got a raya, not like that. I've got a raya that you see, at least by Bechor, which is what the Gemara is bringing a raya from, Bechor, which is Kotchim Kalim, and you see that it doesn't have a din of Momoin Bayin. Regarding Kiddushin, you see, it doesn't. And then the Gemara brought Raya. What was the Raya? Because there was a din which there was a Mishnah, and there was Rav Nachman, and there was Ravina. And based on those three components, the Mishnah, Rav Nachman, and Ravina, I have a Raya that the Chorim, which is Kotzim Kadim, does not have a din of Momin Bailim regarding Kiddushin. And what was the Raya? Because the Mishnah says, go on, I need your help here. The Mishnah says, go on, you can look inside as well. The Mishnah says, you can be Mekadesh and Isha with a Bechor, right? Bechor Tam, you can be Mekadesh and Isha with a Bechor Tam. Right? And then what did Rav Nachman explain? What's Pshat in that Mishnah? How can you be Mekadesh and Isha with a Bechor Tam? What are we talking about? Is that what you meant? They're talking about Mechoy nowadays, it's not even like Rava. That's why you can make an issue with it. To which the Gemara asked the cash on him. Rava asked the question. What did Rava ask the question from? That you see, it's talking about Bizman Abayis, and it's called Momoin. Bailim, she's got dinner mom in Bailim. It's Mala Hashem's got dinner mom in Bailim. So how can you have not been tell me? That has to be talking about Dafka Bechobis Manazem. You see, even with Bechobis Manabayis, to which you have been answered back.
Make that suggestion because the reputation is in the pasuk itself. It makes the suggestion that it's as man as that. The reputation is so strong. How can you even offer that?
No. Rav Nachman was speaking about a Bechor to whether you're allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha with it.
Yeah, and he says that's the Lachos referring
to. You know, Rav David, I just realized what the question is, but if you just half a second, I think you'll answer that question.
Yeah.
So just let's continue the thing. I think Mamash half a second. So the Rav Nachman asked the kasha. So the Mishnah said you can kaddish an isha. Not Rav Nachman took my mechuy bizman hazeh. Frank the Gemara, Frank Drava kasha. How can you tell me dafka bizman hazeh? You see, the pasuk is talking about even bizman abayis, and it's got a dinner moment by them. To which Ravina answered that pasuk that says it's got a din of Momin Bailim is talking about Bechoy of Chutz Oretz. That's why it's called Din of Momin Bailim, because of Bechoy of Chutz Oretz. That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about Bechoy of Chutz Oretz. And that's why it's called Din of Momin Bailim. And that's why it's not a contradiction to what Nachman said. I know there's two types of Bechoyis that you'd be able to make Mekadosh and Isha with. You make Mekadosh and Isha with the Bechoy Bizman Hazeh, because not really that Kovah, it's not even that Kovah. Or if you want to talk about Zman HaBayis, the Bechor of Chutz Oretz. That was what the Gemara said. So,
and the Pasuk was talking about Chutz Oretz?
Yeah, the Pasuk is talking about Chutz Oretz. The Pasuk that says, you can be Mekadosh and Isha, well, the Pasuk says about Shusha Pekodim, but it's talking about Bechor of Chutz Oretz. That's what the... Yeah, one second. So that was the Gemara's kasha. What did the Gemara mean to us? Remember, we had this Mishnah, we had Nachman, we had Rav asked the kasha, and Ravina's answer. So what was the Raya? What's the Gemara want to bring a Raya from it?
Nachman
is talking about before Bizman Hazeh. Yeah, Nachman is talking about Bechor Bizman Hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, and Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk, which seemed to say that it's got a din of Momin Bailim, is obviously talking about in the time of Beis Hamikdash, it's talking about in Chutz Lares.
So we're rejecting that. So, because the
pasuk
were rejected?
No, that's explaining the
pasuk. Nachman was talking about a bechor in Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh. That's how he explains the Mishnah.
Which conflicts with the
pasuk. I'll say it again. Ibn Nachman said that we're talking about a bechor bizman hazeh. So we thought it conflicts with the pasuk.
Right, but then
he thought it conflicts with the pasuk because the pasuk says im bizman abayis, the bechor is mamim bayim.
Right.
To which we're answering the pasuk's talking about bechor in chutz laaret, and therefore that's why it's mamim bayim. But bechor in etz yisrael bizman abayis would be mamim gevurah. And Nachman therefore says that the Mishnah says Und wir können in der Zeit, wenn wir keine Schöne schauen, was wir tun, wir bis man es. Ja? Heißt, wir sollen die Kontradiktion. So kommt es aus, aber wir können in der Zeit. Can you be conscious of issue with the Bukhari and so?
No. Yes. It depends.
It depends.
It depends when the
when. Depends when.
It depends on the
yeah. Is man a bias? The answer was no. Is man ino? The answer is yes. Bukhari and Chutzos, can you be conscious of issue with?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Always. And the Pasuk is talking about Bukhari and Chutzos. And the Mishnah says that you're conscious of Bukhari and Chutzos, which seems to be talking about even Eretz Yisrael, is talking about Bizman HaZeh.
The Asham and the Pasuk means the Asham is relevant.
Yeah, the Pasuk is talking about in
Eretz Yisrael. It's either referring to all times or in Eretz Yisrael with Bizman HaZeh.
Yeah.
Well, right. So the Asham is relevant. Then it's,
yeah, well, obviously the Pasuk is not talking about Bizman HaZeh because you don't bring an Asham, but...
How would the Pasuk talk about Kutzad?
Why not?
That's the Pasuk talking about Kutzad. It
wasn't
a
bit there. Man, it was sweet, yes. And
Mario said,
"Why would you
like someone can say, oh, you see, I have a wish to live with that based on that."
Okay.
No,
first of all, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
That's
there's at least four reasons why you can.
It's kind of the basic research. Many people were talked after whether it's strong. So the person talks about who's learned. It's like, why should it be after whether it's strong?
Yeah.
I'm holding the same machine.
No, I'm saying that. Yossi is saying once you move there. So, hey, Yossi doesn't mean to say it. So, did Chaviva say it? So, come on. They're beautiful. But the Maisa, they are suddenly to live in Kutzart. And even with Manabis Mikosh. You know what I mean?
I love that.
It was mean. The best place to live is in Eretz Yisrael, but the Ayatim and the Apostle needs to talk about those pieces of people as well. So, what would be if they've got Bukhari Kutzart? So, they are. They don't have to offer it up, and therefore that's Mama in Bali. So what's the kasha? Nice, we brought discussion about what's the kasha? The kasha is if Rabbi Yochanan's right, that's across the board. If Rabbi Yochanan's right, that the din of Rabbi Yisrael Glili is not specifically talking about Shuras of God, rather it's again also by Kiddushin and by Nizokin, also by Kedushin. So why didn't the Gemara simply answer that? Why didn't the Gemara ask, what do you want from Yisrael Glili? Yeah, Yisrael Glili is across, it's true, Yisrael Glili is across the board. Why didn't Rabbi not answer that? Yeah, why? Because the answer very simply that Yisrael Glili, like Rabbi Yechon told us, is universal, is referring in a family. Yisrael Glili also can cut an issue with it. Sure, Yisrael Glili holds that way. So why didn't the Gemara answer that? Since the Gemara didn't answer that, it's Muchach. That's what the Gemara means to us. It's Muchach. The Rabbi Yochanan is not correct. Since Ravina had to... Since the Gemara did not answer that, it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Rabbi Yisrael Glili's din is applicable elsewhere as well is not correct. And it's not true. Rabbi Yisrael Glili would not say that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with a Bechor. He wouldn't, right? Even though he holds it's called Kodshim Kalim, and there's no Me'ila, he wouldn't say you're going to count the issue with Bukhari. And he also wouldn't say that you're chayav to pay for damages if you damage a Kodshim Kalim. So basically, you can't be correct. Rabbi Yochanan can't be correct. That's what the Gemara's taina was. That's Ad Kan we got to last week. Yeah? So.
Does the ability then is limited just to.
Sure, Sabi Kodin.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Lishni, top of Yud Gimel Aleph. Lishni, how are basically how are bottom? Why didn't we answer that? And since we didn't answer, why didn't Ravina answer that? Since he didn't answer that, since he said talking about Bechor in Chutzart, which very big akin to, since he answered that, it seems he was forced into doing that. And meaning that if you want it to be Rabbi Yisrael Glili has to be talking about Dafka Bechor in Chutzart. But Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, you could not be Mekadosh and Isha with. Why not? I had to call him. Because Rabbi Yisrael Glili didn't say his din regarding Kedusha. And if he didn't say his din regarding Kedusha, he didn't say regarding Nizokin either. So that's not Pshat in our Mishnah in Babakah.
question predicated on the fact that giving an answer that Harav Yossi agreed with Harav Banan would have been a better answer if it was really true.
Sure.
Why would it be better? Because
not limiting to basically to a very small case in the foot side.
So rather make a focus to mind them.
Yeah, we know there's nothing to sign up to university anymore. Well, that's not new. So that's the Gemara's cash. Yeah, waiting for that smile, yes. Okay. Answers the Gemara. Top of the Hamad, you've given over that. Answers the Gemara, no. It's not a spirit of Yechon. If Yechon told us that Kochim Kalim, the contributor Glidim, has a dinner mom and bailim, both regarding Shuzer, regarding Hammer, regarding Nizokin, and regarding Kiddushin. Why didn't Ravina say that? Because Matnes Kuhuna Kamis. Bringing me right, Matnes Kuhuna, Bechoy is Matnes Kuhuna. Bechoy is different to Shlomo. Shlomim is a korban which belongs to the owner, which eventually he brings to the Beit Hamikdash to Shecht. And Shlomim, that's Kochim Kalim, it's a classic case of Kochim Kalim. Shlomim is owned by the owner and Tvom and Bailim, both regarding Shuzah, Bekodin and regarding Kedushin and regarding Nizokin. But this mission was talking about Bechoy, and Bechoy is Amdish. Bechoy is Matnes Kuhuna Kamis. Bechoy is Matnes Kuhuna. Shani Matnes Kuhuna. Matnes Kuhuna is different. Yechicha Zochu. The Kohenim, who have a right to receive a Bechoy, why should they have the right to that? It's not their animal. It wasn't born in their Rishus. Why should it be theirs? Answer is, because Hashem told the Jew to give it to the Kohen. It's as if it goes through Hekdesh to the Kohen. It's not really, it doesn't belong to the Kohen. If the Kohen received it through the Schus of Hekdesh, doesn't have a din of mommy by you. And Bechoy doesn't have a din of mammon, you cannot be Mekadoshin Isha with a Bechoy. Because Kicha Zachu, Mishuchun Gevay Kazachu, it went through Hegdash. It went through, why is the Kohen receive it? Because it went through Hegdash, and now he offers up on the Mitzvah, and he can eat it. That's Kicha Zachu, Mishuchun Gevay Kazachu. But that's specific halacha by Bechoy. So Bechoy Neitz Yisrael, can you be Mekadoshin Isha with it? Calls him on the Beis HaMikdash, then no. Because he received it through the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's called Mom and Gavoya. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so then in Achamami, it doesn't have the din of Kiko Zoch, Mishokum Gavoya Kazoch, there is no Mizbeah. And therefore, it just has the din of Mom and Bai. Bechorin Chutzot, same thing, even when there is a Beis HaMikdash. The reason why he's got it is not because through the Mizbeah, because it doesn't even have to offer up on the Mizbeah. So it's still Mom and Bai. Okay, Mom and Bai, we can regard an issue with it. But when the Beis HaMikdash is there and it's in it, it's so, even though it's Kochim Kalim, you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha with it. So we can't answer Rabbi Yosi Glili. Because Rabbi Yosi Glili wouldn't be mad to this. It's more, it's Bechoy. Bechoy Rabbi Yosi Glili agrees to. When did, what's the Pshat in our mission? Chosm Shein Ben Me'ila. What type of Mechosm are we referring to?
Kochim Kalim, not a Bechoy.
Kochim Kalim, not a Bechoy. It means, Kochim Kalim, like Shlomim. I own a Shlomim. Why do I own a Shlomim? It was my animal. I might dish it. So it belongs to me. So if it's my animal, somebody's massacred, he has to pay me. Nachosim Shein Be'emila. Like Rabbi Yosi Glili says Rabbi Yochanan, Pshat in our Mishnah, it's going to be Yosi Glili. Rabbi Yosi Glili spoke by Shurus HaPikodin, Beslav Dach by Shurus HaPikodin. It's also referring to Nizokin. In which case? In a case, it's mine. For instance, Shlomim. But if it's a Bechoy, not mine. I received it. Why did I receive it? Okay, then even Rabbi Yosi Glili agrees, is not considered Momin by them. Gishmak?
Yeah.
Very Gishmak, right? Okay, so Arele already pointed out in the Kuda, which Rishab speaks out, that when the Mishnah said, Nachosim She'im Be'me'ile, Nachosim She'im Be'me'ile, Yochayiv, if you damage the chosim she'ein be'me'ila. Is that always true? Chavti b'shmiros, I'm chayiv, if I damage the chosim she'ein be'me'ila. Is that always true? So if I damage shlomim, yeah, In Bemiram Chai, it's Hegdash, but it's Shlomim. Is that always true? Are there Korbonos? Is there any Kochim Kanim that has Me'ila that doesn't have Me'ila? Sorry, any Kochim Kanim that does not have Me'ila that I won't be Chai for? Mechoy. Mechoy, Bizman Abayis. Mechoy, Bizman Abayis. There's no Me'ila. Kochim Kanim, no Me'ila. Yeah. There's no Me'ila, but it's not Mommy Biden. It's Matna's corner. So there would not be Chayv. So the Mishnah says the Chosim Shemei Me'ila is not conclusive, not all inclusive, not including everything. But rather, there are things like this. There are things where there's no Me'ila, you're going to be Chayv.
I don't even know if there's no Me'ila. It really said it's already Mamon Gavoa.
So yeah, Mom and Gavoya and Me'ila are two different things. Mom and Gavoya is, to be Chayv Me'ila has to be things that are Mizbeachtik, on the Mizbeach. But Kochim Kalim, which a person eats afterwards, there's no Me'ila for that.
Are we restricted to Kochim, which are all going to be Kavanas, or what are things like?
No, not Truma, but Bedeke Bais, and also somebody's marked the table, there's Me'ila. Right, there is Me'ila, right? That's because I'm marked this to the Beis HaMikdash.
At that moment, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash.
Right,
what about first fleet?
All right, one thing, we hope this Me'ila, maybe we'll learn. First fleet?
Yeah, when you...
Oh, Risha Gaze, no. That's the Mamat Tana for the Kohen. That's not.
Have to
do this, yeah, Rish Sagez. That's what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a matana for the Kohen, like Choma. There's no Me'ila. Me'ila is something to do with Beis
HaMikdash. So if you damaged it,
you'll get to the Kohen, sure. If you had a Kohen that particularly belonged to. Okay, so now let's just. So that's the end of the Gemara. Very beautiful. So Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan is not Nista, he's not refuted from any of the Shakratai we had. Because although by Mama and Bailim, normally it's universal, I mean, Yachai, both by, it's got dinner Mama and Bailim, both by Shutta Bikol and by Kiddush and Izokin, but by Mechori, and this Mechori is not. So if you're a Kaddish with Mechori, not Mekudesh. Which Mechori is not Mekudesh? In it is so, Bizman and Bais. They're not Mekudesh. If you're a Kaddish with Mechori, out of the beast, out of it is so. Or if you're Mekadosh Bechoy, Bizman Shein Beis Mikdash Kayim, so there's no Beis Mikdash, no Gavoya, then in Achami, then you would be Mekadosh. All right? That's the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Lishni Ravina, top of the line. Lishni Ravina, why didn't Ravina answer? Hoi Beis Aglin, that the Brisa you're bringing me from Mara Mal Hashem is Beis Aglin. Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said this din that you can't be Mekadosh with the Bechor, he's going to Rabbanon. Rav Gemara answers, Matnas Kuhuna Ka'omris. Gemara now resolves the Rav Yechon's sheet of Matnas Kuhuna Ka'omris. Bechor me'esim v'arba Matnas Kuhuna. Bechor is one of the 24 Matnas Kuhuna. The Hilkoch. That's why Uikma Ravina established the Hodder of Nachman, that where Rav Nachman said that it has to be Bechoy Dafka Bizman Azeh, Kereb Yosef Aglili. He said, no, Rav Nachman's also going to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Ti'iu Nami Moida Baho, Rabbi Yosef Aglili agrees to Bechoy isn't in a moment violent. The Chol's Man Shabbais Kayim, as long as Beis Mikdash is around, Mishulkon Gavoya Zacharu. Kohenim. The Kohenim receive it, acquire it via the Shulchan Gevoya. Va'afilu mechayim, even when it's alive, because it doesn't belong to them, the Bechor, really. It's given to them as a present. It's given them to, as a present derech through via the Mizbeach. V'chikom Rabbi Yosef Aglili momen ba'ilim ein. That Rabbi Yosef Aglili said it's got in a momen ba'ilim. Across the board, it's talking about Shlomim Koma. That's referring to Shlomim. Well, then the Bainim Yisrael, the owner is the Jews. And then Loizachi, the Bainim Yisrael, the owner Jew, the Yisrael, who was the owner, Loizachalu Mechaim Mishulchan Gevoyah. He doesn't acquire it via the Shulchan Gevoyah. I don't know, but it was his to begin with.
Isn't that
a point in the Yisrael, the owner, the Yisrael, Loizachalu Mechaim Mishulchan Gevoyah. That's how I read it. One second, let me say, hey, you're reading differently. One second. Hey, Mishnah Gama, the Bainim Yisrael. No, that's how I understand it. Rashi said earlier that the Bainim also after Shchita is Mishochin Gevoya. Before Shchita is not Mishochin Gevoya.
Can you read
this word slowly? Sure. V'chi kama Beis That way, Beis Aglili said it's Momim Bailim Heim, that it's got a din of Momim Bailim. That's the Shlomim Ka'oma. That's referring to the Shlomim.
It wasn't talking about
Kachin Poland. Inclusive. Right. It wasn't talking about Shlomim. The Bailim Yisrael, the owners, right, Yisrael, Loi Zochi Luhu Mechaim Mishulchan Gevoya. They didn't acquire this animal via the Shulchan Gevoya.
They acquired it because
it was born in
their possession.
Right.
That's the
right. Yeah. Right. The hold the tirutz. Okay, so that's answered the question. So basically, holds that momoin bailim university apart from by bechor. Right. So we have this pasuk. Once again, I just want to finish off this point. So we have this pasuk that says omar lo mar b'shem. Rabbi is called Shem Kalim. What type of kotchim kalim is that possibly referring to? I'm talking about b'choy in the time of Beis Mikdash, right? Because b'choy in the time of Beis Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael is not momin by them. So why is it talking about the possible b'malam al Hashem cannot be referring to b'choy in Eretz Yisrael at the time of Beis Mikdash because that's poshut. It's not momin by them. So what is it referring to?
After
Shlomim before Shkita.
Yeah.
Shlomim before Shkita, so it's still Momin Bailim.
Yeah.
Right? After Shkita is not Momin Bailim anymore. Yeah, so we're talking about, could be talking about Shlomim before Shkita, yeah? Or Bechorin Chutzaret. So there's two answers to explain this, two cases to explain what basically he was talking about. And Bechorin Chutzaret, like Ravina said, or Shlomim everywhere. Shlomim everywhere is the Bailim, belongs to the Bailim. So it's a primary issue. The Ravina, when he wanted to explain what Rabbi Yosef Aglili was speaking about, he decided to talk about Bechorin Chutzaretz. Why didn't he just say Rabbi Yosef Aglili is talking about Shlomim? Rabbi Nachman spoke about Bechorin, and that's Momin Gevoya. And you can't even count an issue with that unless you're talking about the Bechorin Bizman Hazeh. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili, which you're asking from, is the word Shlomim. And Shlomim is Momin Bailim. So why didn't he answer that? Which one's a better answer? To say, if you're talking about Bechorin Chutzar, to talk about Shlomim, even at his soul. Which one's better?
Shlomim.
Shlomim, Bechorin, it's like all encompassing, including that. So that's Rashi's kashin. That's Rashi's kash. Behold, the Tirutz Ravina, you see this in the middle of Rashi? Well, in my Rashi, I don't have it, but I've now got it. There's a little dot before the Vahar. But it's a new point, really. You don't have the dot. I also didn't. I just put it in. Vahar it is. It's a good place for a dot.
Well, the first word in the line?
The first word line is Lechaim.
Thank you. I've got a dot.
You've got a dot? I was so you see? I thought in the modern world I put it in. Vahar it is. That where Ravina answered Rabbi Yosef Aglili and said, we're talking about Bechorin Chutzaretz. Why didn't he say we're talking about Shlomim? Surely that's a better answer. Answers Rashi. Mishum the Sefer, the Braisa. Because the end of this Braisa, which we don't have written here, but the end of the Braisa, Mechiach, the Bechorin Kamari. The end of the Raisa, which on Ahmed Beis we don't have, is clearly referring to a Bechor. Why? Diktoni, now, it tells us what the end of the Brayse is. Now, the truth is, the end of the Brayse is brought on the command of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Then, if you've seen it yet, it's the beginning of just after the two dots in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tiktoni Layoma Ben Azai Ela Bechori. Ben Azai was referring to a Bechori. And Ben Azai was Milsad Rav Yosi, Kemafarish. Ben Azai was coming to explain Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi said a statement. Ben Azai clarified it, and then the Gemara clarified what Ben Azai meant. So Ben Azai was referring to Rav Yosi, and Ben Azai was talking about Bechori. So therefore, we want to establish this case referring to Bechori. And since Bechori doesn't have a din of Mamon Bailin, so we had to say we're talking about Bechori in Chutzoritz. Lakame Mefarish Milsa, and very soon the Gemara is going to explain the words of Ben Azai. Okay, beautiful. That was the Shakratai of the Gemara. Quite challenging to get the whole Shakratai. But we followed the Mahalach of the Rashba, the Mahalach of Ibn David and Ibn Nochum. Those are the three Mahalachim that we've gone with. It's all the same Mahalach. Ibn Nochum eventually went like that Mahalach. But that's not. It's a very, very geschmack also in the fact that Gemara asked this Kasha on Rabbi Yitzhak Lili from a Kadzh Vechelkoi. Also, another part of the binyan that we've built up. The Rabbi Yochanan was Bechadish, the Rabbi Yitzhak Lili's din was not specifically Bechadish because we're rather also regarding other things. Therefore, we are questions him from Kiddushin. That's what the Gemara started with. It's not going like Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, to which we're Bechadish, no, that's not. There's a difference between Mechaim and Lachal Shkita. Lachal Shkita, what's the din? You cannot be Mechadish because they're about the moment Gevoya. But Mechaim, that's where basically he said his din. And again, that's where he said his din regarding, says Rabbi Yochanan, other halachas as well. Nizokin, Wadin Kiddushin. We came out with Maskana, that's true, but not regarding to Bechoyin Eretz Yisrael Bezman Avayis. Bechoyin Eretz Yisrael Bezman Avayis. Whether it's Meshulchim Kevoy Kezachu, there the Bainim, it doesn't belong to the Kohen. It does not belong to the Kohen. You cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. And the only way in a time of the basic midrash you could do Mekadosh and Isha with the Bechoy is if it's a Bechoy in Chutz Haaretz. It's the only way, because then it doesn't go via the Kol, via the Mizbeach. The reason why the Kohen gets it is Tamar Matana. So there you can be Mekadosh and Isha with.
Oh,
he's got a moon. Right.
Right before Chutz Haaretz, then there's so. But now, is it?
Now it would be Makriv on Mizbeach. But if it was what you're saying,
at one point it's starting
out
of
the
Mongol
Bible, and now in that case, it should be okay. It should have been a Mongol Bible.
Really?
That should be like Shlomim. Every Shlomim is like that. It's mine, right? It was mine. No, but Shlomim, I do have to bring it, but it was mine. I was mic this shit, and now I have to bring it. So what I did, it was my animal. It didn't come through, it was Cohen's animal. He brought it there as well. Shlomim should have the same thing as Shlomim.
Okay, so the Chassin's in Bob. Alas and Eretz Israel. Those are the questions of the border. Does it become Mizbeach?
Yeah, but that's like we're saying just now. It should be like Shlomim. That's something which was mine.
But at that moment, it has to give it to her when it has monetary value, right?
Yeah.
It has to have mom.
Yes. So you can make a conscience with it, and she'll wait till it gets a mom, and then she can eat it. As long as it has to be mom and Biden, it has to be. You're saying it has to be mom. I'm saying it has to be Biden. There's two dinim. It needs to be Momain and Bayim. So your question was, where's the Momain? If he has to offer up on the Mizbeach. So the Momain, first of all, she could wait to get to Momain, she can eat it, or she can offer up on the Mizbeach and eat the meat. There is a Momain there. There's a Momain. But is it Bayim? So normally by Matnas Kona, there's no Momain Bayim, because why should the Kohen have it? Only because it went through the Mizbeach. If it was a Chutzaret, it didn't go through the Mizbeach. So why do you get it? Because it was given to her as a present. So it's his. If he then brings it to Eretz Yisrael, then it's now becoming like a Shlomim. It was mine, and I'm not be Magdish it. I'm now Magdish it that has to go to the Mizbeach. So the Chor in that case, he would be able to be Mekadosh an Isha with it. Right? It had to be a Chor that was in Chutzot. Do you follow that? No.
Say that. So it's already given to the Chor in the context of
terrorism. Yeah. To confuse ourselves more than we acted. It still goes. Clear enough now. Yeah, we don't need to make it complicated. Right? I'm sure. Clear. Very good. Next Gemara. Gufe. Umar Amal Hashem. Remember this word? Psukim. Umar Amal Hashem. Rabbis called Shem Kari. Shem Emoina. To be basically. That's just to be basically. The Rigama shows up according and maybe other halachos as well. There's a din. It's called Din of Momoin Bailo. Along comes Ben Azza and Abba Yossi Ben Dostoy to discuss this halach of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ben Azza Eimer. I just asked, did anyone learn this Gemara yet?
With
yeah? Them. Fantastic. Ben Azza Eimer.
Interesting.
The Rabbi is a shloim. And that Rabbi Yossi Aglili's din includes shloim. The shloim is also a momin bayi. Abba Yossi Ben Dostoy Eimer. Ben Azai did not mean to include Shlomim, only Bechoy. We'll see as we go through the Gemara if the translation I just said now is correct. Let's do the Gemara. The Gemara is now explaining what we just read.
Ben Azai is disagreeing.
Ben Azai is explaining Rabbi Yossi Aglili that Rashi told us just before. Ben Azai is coming to Milsa Rabbi Yossi Kamafarish. She's coming to explain Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And basically, he said, it's Kotchim Kadim is Memoino, says Ben Azai, it's coming to Rabbi Shlomim. And basically, means to include Shlomim. And Abba Yossi Ben Dostoy is coming to explain Ben Azai, who he himself is coming to explain Rabbi Saglili. Omama, Ben Azai Yerima, Rabbi is a Shlomim. So, what did Ben Azai mean to say? Ben Azai seems to know that Rabbi Saglili, when he says, got mom by him, is including Shlomim. As opposed to what? Limuti mai. What do you mean to say? Shlomim, yeah, but something else not. What did he mean?
He said they don't like
Kotchim Kali. Kotchim
Kali. That's what we said.
Right, that's what basically he said.
And now, so
then the long come Ben Azai and said, you know, when he said Kotchim Kali, he meant to include Shlomim. If you use these words, meant to include Shlomim, it means to say, yeah, it's definitely got to cut. You don't eat in the Azor.
What's the classification in
things that you can eat out of the Azor? Things that you can eat, but you can also eat, the Kohenim can eat, but they have to eat in the Azor. Kotin Kanim are korbanos which are eaten out of the Azor as well, right? And Yerushalayim, you can eat them, right? That's Kotin Kanim. Bechor, you can eat out of. You can eat outside the Azar. There's no din as well. Another din of Kemen Kotchim Kalim, you shecht anywhere in the Azar. Kotchim, you have to shecht Afka on the northern side of the Azar. Right? There's certain dark, certain levels of it's clear that you shecht it anywhere in the Azar. You can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim, Cholayir, anywhere in Yerushalayim. So maybe that's Kotchim Kalim. And yet, right? And yet, since Vechor has a din of Kotchim Kalim, it doesn't have a din of Momin Bailim if it's in time of Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So you see that the words Kotchim Kalim of Beis HaGalili is not there all inclusive. So now, how far does it go? Is he only talking about the bare minimum of what Kotchim Kalim is? Let's say maybe he's talking about Chor in nowadays. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about only Bechor nowadays. Or maybe he's come to include even things that you do offer up on the Mizbeach, like Shlomim. Maybe he's coming to include that. He's definitely not coming to include a Bechor Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Avis Mikdosh, in Eretz Yisrael. He's definitely not coming to include that. But how far is he going? What about Maisa Behema? Is he including that? Maisa Behema has got a higher level of Kedusha than Shlomo. Is he including that? Does Maisa Behema have a din of Momin Bailin? What's Maisa Behema? Person has a flock. He counts every 10. He says a Siri Kodesh. That's Kodesh. That Behema's got more Kedusha than Shlomo. Did Rabbi Yisrael really mean to say that's also Momin Bailin? So we see there's at least four dargas in Kotchim Kalim. Oh, Kotchim Kalim. But there's at least four dargas. There's a Bechoy nowadays. There's Shlomo, which I actually offered up on the Mizbeach. There's Maisa Behem, which was also offered up on the Mizbeach, but yet has more Kedusha than a Shlomo. And then there's a Bechoy in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, in Eretz Yisrael. All of those come under the category of Kotchim Kalim. When he said the rabbi's coaching Kalim,
he was excluding one thing.
When he said the rabbi's coaching Kalim, basically he said coaching Kalim, rabbi's coaching Kalim, he didn't mean all four. But did he mean one, two, three, or four? What one did he mean?
Well, we said before nine.
It doesn't mean four.
Can I be four?
Right. So we're left with three. Does it mean all three? Or maybe it means only number one? Maybe it means one and two.
Why would you use that terminology?
But why would you use that terminology if it doesn't include number four?
Because the four is very different than all the others. The four is automatically the four. Whether you want it or not, Hashem said, that's it, it's his.
Nachon.
The others, he's designating in some type of a fashion.
So as long as we can find some reason to say why they're not the same, so we understand that's why Ray Segreti didn't include it in his statement. See if I could find you a reason why Maisa Behema is different too. Shlomim, then it's obviously Rabbi Yisrael really didn't refer to Maisa Behema because that's different. Why is that different? Bechor went to the Mizbeach and Maisa Behema will have a different reason why. Every one of them I could find you a different reason. Okay. So it says Ben Azai, the Rabbi is Es HaShlomim. So it says, he's coming to say, you should know, it doesn't mean just the basic. He's coming to include more. What's him become to include more? If he's coming, if I say Le Rabbi Shlomim, then it means I'm coming to include Shlomim. By using the expression to include Shlomim means I'm coming to exclude something else. So what's it coming to exclude? Ilema Limutema. Ilema Limute Bechor. That Bechor doesn't have a din of Momin Bailim. Ashto. Now, if ready Shlom that needs smicha nesachim tenufa chazer v'shoik, Shlomim when it's offered up on the mizbeach needs all this, and yet you say omres, you say it's got dinam momim bailim, who momim bailim, who it's got dinam momim bailim. Bechor Miboyer. Certainly Bechor, which doesn't have any of these din of Nisachim, there's no din that a Bechor needs Nisachim. We're actually going to tell us, let's learn to have from a Gemara, but there's no din. The din of Nisachim is only on something which a person personally was Makdish. It's a Neda on the Dor. That's where there's Nisachim. What's Nisachim? Just to make sure we all know what they're saying. Nisachim are libations, which are the wine or the oil, the water, the different things that you're offered up on the Mizbeach sometimes. And with every Korban Shlomim, you would offer up, Rashi brings down the exact ingredients, what it was, right? Shloshei Seinu Lepal, Shloshei Seinu Ayu, Yisroel Nekevs. There are different Nisochim that you had to offer up with it. And together you offered up a Minche with it. Minche is Nisochim. You offered up a Minche together with it. So there was Nisochim together with Shlomim. Sefer Adi Shlomim, which is so Kodesh, it has that. A Bechor, which isn't so Kaddish, surely it should have a din of Momin Bailim.
We just discussed
it. And what did we say?
It's for us. It's a good list of when the time of the Pesach Mikdash.
Very good. Says Rashi, we're talking about a Bechor in Chutzaritz.
Of course, we're back to what we were
talking about. Back to like Ravina said, that Pshat in this Braisa was, it's a Bechor in Chutzaritz. So we're talking about Bechor in Chutzaritz. Mm-hmm. So certainly Bechor in Chutzaritz should have a din of Momin Bailim. So why are you sending me the Rabbi Shlomim? Every time you use the word the Rabbis, Ain ribay out of the mind, right? The rabbi is coming to include this, but exclude something else. It's certainly not coming to exclude Bechor in Chutzlach. It's certainly not. So what is he coming to exclude? He's coming to exclude Maise Behema. That Maise Behema doesn't have a din of Lomarin Bailim. Kedetani, like it says in the Braise, the Bechor Nema, regarding Bechor, the Pasuk says, Loi, the Poder, or Loi Sifta, I don't remember the Pasuk, Vesimka. Loi Sipoda, I think it says, no? That's how you read it, Loi Sipoda. Kachniani. You're not allowed to redeem it. The Bechor, Tam, can't be paid it. And the Aloch is, although it says you can't be paid it, the Aloch is, Nimker Tam, Chai, the Kohen could sell it, even though it's a tam, he could sell it when it's alive. And he could sell it when it's got a mum, bal mum, he could sell it both when it's alive, chai, mishachot, and also after you've shechted it. But the maise, regarding maise meima, the pasuk says, naima lo yigoel. It's a strong expression. Lo yigoel, you can't redeem it. Those are similar words, right? So what's the difference? Why is one use a lashon sipode and one the pasuk lo yigoel? To tell you, it's ene ninka lo echayv lo shochot lo tam lo banu, and lo yisigoel is a stronger lashon. Can't be in English. We say the same word, redeemed and redeemed. But yigoel is to bother is to be put it on a coin to take away the kedusha, transfer the kedusha from one place to another. Okay, you can't do that, but you could sell it. Lo yigoel is a strong expression, meaning if you get ma'aseh be'ema, there's one thing to do with it. One thing to do with it, and that is to offer it up on the Mizbeach. That's the only thing to do with it. You cannot sell it. Cannot sell it. Lo yigoyel, lo yinimka, lo yichayv, lo yishochol, lo yitam, lo yibalmum.
And if you were to sell it, not to
then you would say the same thing as Bechor. You can't transfer the Kedusha onto a coin or onto another animal, but you could sell it. Lo yitipad, lo shum pidyoin. To be paid to the Kedusha, to transfer the Kedusha. You can't transfer the Kedusha. But you can sell it.
If I can't transfer the
Kedusha,
why would I move the seller?
If you cannot
transfer the Kedusha,
if you cannot transfer
which the Kedusha, why would I move the seller?
Why not?
No.
Why? Can't transfer the Kedusha. It stays Kaddish. It stays Kaddish, but you're going to give it to the you can sell it. Sell it to another Kohen. Or stay Kaddish, we can sell it to another Kohen. That's also a Sipode, but Maisa Behem has got more Kedusha. Great Kedusha, you can't even sell it. Therefore, that's why basically said Ben Azai. It's coming to Rabbi Shlomim, only Shlomim, but not more than that. Shlomim's got a din on Momain Bailim. The high level of Kedusha, no. What's the high level of Kedusha? Maise Behema. Right? So it turns out there's two things now we know that basically Lihon does not have a din on Momain Bailim. There's two. Well, the two, one we learned already, a Bechor, Mizman, that's Manas Kuna, Seder. And another one now we learned, Maise Behema. So it's another case of something which doesn't have me either. And yet, you won't be Chayiv if you damage. Mishnah said, Nachosim Shein Behema. Not so clear, not all cases. We found two cases, yeah, Bechor and Chutzot. We found the Shlomim. But not Maisa Behema and not Bechor is Mamis Midosh in Eretz Yisrael.
So Bechor and Maisa Behema, if a person misuses them, in Mashal, he shears the wool. It's not called Meila? You say?
There's no Meila on Bechor and Maisa Behema. There's no Meila. It's cotton can, no Meila.
So it's not logic for him to share the wool. What's the
pasuk
that says?
Basar, yeah, basar. Yeah. Right. But you're not allowed to do things. Certain things you're not allowed to do.
Is that referring to Tisba
and
Maaser? Huh? Is that pasuk referring to Bechor and
Maaser? It's talking about Sulam Yudosh in there. Was the show of Sulam Yudosh. You're not allowed to.
So didn't we say that to
Meila
if he does that? We didn't say that with
Meila
if he shears it?
Tells the man that's coaching while it's alive. Tells the man it's alive, there's no Meila on it. Right? So that's okay. That's very good. That's what Ben Azai was coming to tell us. Rashi, Shlomim, Shetulim, Smicha, Nesachim, Minchas, Nesachim, The mincha of Nesachim is the mincha of the Nesachim, because Nesachim is the wine they would pour. Hin. So they would do a third of a hin, or a quarter of a hin, or half a hin of wine. So the mincha would be shloisha esoinim lapar, three esoinim for par, shnei esoinim ayel, and esoinim lekeves. Can mefash b'mnachis pay kol and pay shtei midas? He changed it. Avol b'choy loy, but b'choy doesn't have mincha. Mincha is a socher. B'choy mi boy, and b'choy certainly should have a dinner morning by them. Or b'choy b'chutzaretz kol. This is Rabbi Shua's point. We must be talking about b'choy and chutzaretz. Mi boy,
is it
goes without saying. It goes, yeah, you'd have to tell me that Bechori has a din of Momim Bainim. It's obvious. Right? Let me boy come. It goes without saying that me boy is a word of speaking. Yeah, yeah. We just told me that Shlomim has got a din of Kochim Karim, Momim Bainim. So what, it comes to exclude something. It can't be coming to exclude Bechori. Because Bechori goes without saying. You don't need to tell me. The Bechori has a din of Momim Bainim. Because it's less Kaddish than Shlomim. Bechori Bechutzot Ka'oma. The Kivan de Lav La Krav HaKoi. Since it is not going to be offered up. Lo Yizochu Le Mishochim Gevoya. The Koi didn't acquire it via the Shochim Gevoya. The Chazi Le Gevoya. Because it's not Chazi Le Gevoya. It's not fitting for the Mizbeah.
It's
fitting. The word is a little bit, it means not really at the moment as it is now in Chutzor, it's not going to be offered up on the Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. It's coming to exclude Maise Behemo. Even though it is offered up as Ishlomim, like it says in the last parak of Bechoris, nevertheless, lo yehave mechayim momim bailim kushlomim. It doesn't have the status, even in its life, like momim bailim, like shlomim. Why? Like here, it says, b'chor tam nema ach b'chor shor, regarding b'chor tam, it says, ach b'chor shor lo tifte. You can't be paid it. From that, we learn pidyoin hu delese. It doesn't have a pidyoin. The lepik mikdushas bechor to extract it from its kdushas bechor, to take it out from its sanctity of having a bechor, it can't do that. You can't be poed it. What's the nafkamin if it's got sanctity for bechor or not? Here's the nafkaminis. You're not allowed to sell a bechor in a marketplace. Beitlis is not covered for bechor to sell it by weight. You have to treat the bechor with kdusha. So when you're selling meat of a bechor, you can't sell it by weight. So you can't sell it in the marketplace, first of all. You can't sell it by weight either. Lishke belitro. Meatlas is a marketplace. Shuk.
Oh.
A butcher's shuk. Velishke belitro, or to weigh it using weights. That's not covered for it. You have to sell it. I'm selling you an animal. Avol nimkehu chai. You can sell him when he's alive. And the one who buys him, Yechlenu Bigdushosoi, will eat it in its kdusha. When will he eat it? Kishiyumam, if he'll get a mom, he'll be able to eat it as is. Or Yimabayis Kayim, or if the Beis HaMikdash is around, Yakrivenu, he'll be able to offer it up. He should offer it up. He'll have to offer it up. Pepe Maitzin Nema Lo Yigoy. What do we learn from this word? Gamina Bebechur is Pei Chamishi. Hi, lo yigo. We learn out from this word, lo yigo el exes shalom. We learn out min lo yigo mi lo yigo de charomim. It says by cherim also the lo yigo, and there it doesn't just say lo yigo. It says behem lo yimochev lo yigo. You can't sell it. It can't be sold, and it can't be redeemed. And we learn from charomim. Charomim, somebody is makdish something within cher. Cherim, there's two types of cherim, but one cherim is cherim lekerim. You magdish it, you give it to Kohen. Another chirim is chirim, the Bedek HaBayis. And regarding that chirim, it says, you can't sell it, where you go it. What do we learn from that? Mala alon mechir imoy. Not only can you not be paid to the Kedusha, but you can't sell it either. Afkan mechir imam. So to him, what's here regarding ma'ase be'imam? You can't sell it. Helkoch ein enimka lechay v'leshochot. Therefore, it's not sold. Not chay on shochot. Alme lav mamin b'ayim. Okay. Adkan the first shlav of the Gemara. So we've explained Ben Azar is referring to Shlomim. Shlomim and the Chori Kamuvan is also called Momim Bailim. Chori Kotzoritz, Chori Zmanazer, definitely the Adina of Momim Bailim. And the one that doesn't have Momim Bailim is Shlomim. Is Maisi Benim. Maisi
means everything but Maisi.
And then along came Abba Yosef and the story and said, no, only the Chori Kotzoritz. Not the Chori in. Not Shlomim and not Maisi Benim. Only Bechor. According to Abba Yossi Ben Destoy, when Abba Yossi Aglili said Kotchim Kanim is Memoina, he's only referring to Bechor in Chutzaritz. Not Shlomim and not.
That's not Maisi Benim. And this is all going on with people of everything being universal or across the board. Because you still have Shlomim, which is still Mamam Bavim.
According to Abba Yossi,
but only in its own context of that pasuk.
According to Abba Yossi ben Destoy, even Shlomim doesn't have a din of Kotchim Kanim, of Momim Bailim.
At all, ever? Yeah.
Really? According to Abba Yossi ben
Destoy.
It's only after Bechorim. What's all? It's like a real set. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's according to Abba Yossi ben Destoy. Say that. Ben Azar is Cholek. Ben Azar said no. It's going to take too long as well. Okay, that's that. There's another mahalach of the Gemara. Mamash shouldn't take too long, so we'll do that on Tuesday. Mamash shouldn't take too long. We've been at Masni. And then we've got Rava, which is 1.5 lines. Yeah, you see Rava, beginning of the line is Rava Alma, is 1.5 lines. You got a new pshat for the Mishnah. Very, very simple pshat in the Mishnah. And then we hear Omer Abba, Shlomim Shezikai. See this Omer Abba?
Yeah.
This takes us back to a sugya which we learned not so long ago, probably about 2 years ago, about machlekes Reb Nosson and Rabban, about two animals. If you have two partnership damaging together, one of them is exempt from paying for whatever reason. Does the other partner have to make up the loss? So, in order for us to learn this Gemara, we're going to have to just recap. Reb David, you were with us when we learned it. Very good. So we're going to have to recap very quickly the Gemara from Gimel Amud Aleph. That's another we should be able to get our heads into it. So when you get to the end of Rava, which is 1.5 lines later, let's move to the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Tanya, which is in the middle of the Amud. You put your finger on one top of the Amud and one at the end, you'll join up to a line below that. The Tanya, Reb Nosson Oimer, Baal Shem Meshalim, go over it with Rashi. That is going to be our Dhamma for our Sugya. Okay? So you remember that, Reuven? You'll tell them. The Tanya, Shoy Shadok, Mitzchavei Leboi, we have Makrik, it's Reb Nosson. And then the Gemara asks the question, what's Pshat? Do they do Kulei Zika, Petri Zika, until the two dots at the end of the three lines before the end of the Amud. From halfway down the Amud till three dots, to the two dots, three lines before the end of the Amud. From line 26 until line 3, 4, 5 lines until the end.
Why do you need another?
No, if you wanted to do it, we're not. Yes, right. Okay. If you want to write home, you can say you've probably learned a Gemara that's not the hardest Gemara you've ever learned.
Sorry?
If you want to write home, you can tell them that you've learnt over the last week and a half probably the hardest Gemara you've ever learnt.
Iron.
Yeah.
That can bulk out here. You can water it too.
Yes.
That's something to say very superficially.
Okay, so you do it all, yeah? Oh.